Greetings, and welcome to the ATA Inc. Fiscal 2013 Third Quarter Financial Results Conference Call. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. A brief question-and-answer session will follow the formal presentation. If anyone should require operator assistance during the conference, please press star zero on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, this conference is being recorded. The webcast replay will be available within 1 hour of the end of this call. Please visit ir.ata.net.cn to access the replay. It is now my pleasure to introduce your host, Caroline Yu of the Equity Group. Thank you. Ms. Yu, you may begin.
Thank you, operator, and good morning, everyone. Thank you for joining us. Copies of the press release announcing ATA's fiscal 2013 third quarter results are available at the IR section of the company's website at www.ata.net.cn. As part of this conference call, the company has an accompanying slide presentation available on the company's website. You are also welcome to contact our office at 212-836-9600, and we would be happy to send you a copy. In addition, a replay of this broadcast will be made available at ATA's website for the next 90 days. Before we get started, I would like to remind everyone that this conference call and any accompanying information discussed herein contains certain forward-looking statements within the meaning of the Safe Harbor provision of the Private Securities Litigation Reform Act of 1995. Although the company believes that the expectations reflected in its forward-looking statements are reasonable as of today, those statements are subject to risks and uncertainties that could cause the actual results to differ dramatically from those projected. There can be no assurance that those expectations will prove to be correct. Information about the risks associated with investing in ATA is included in its filings with the Securities and Exchange Commission, which we encourage you to review before making an investment decision. The company does not assume any obligation to update any forward-looking statements as a result of new information, future events, changes in market conditions, or otherwise, except as required by law. Regarding the disclaimer language, I would also like to refer you to slide 2 of the conference call presentation for further information. All U.S. dollar amounts in this conference call relating to financial results for the company's most recent quarter ended December 31, 2012, are converted from RMB using an exchange rate of 6.2301 RMB to 1 U.S. dollar. All historical conversions are accurate as of the time reported unless otherwise noted. The company reports its financial results under U.S. GAAP in RMB, and all percentages calculated in the presentation are based on RMB unless otherwise noted. For those of you following along with the accompanying PowerPoint presentation, there is an overview of the company on slide 3. The company's CFO, Mr. Benson Tseng, will provide an overview of the quarter's operational and financial highlights, beginning with slide 4. The company's chairman and CEO, Mr. Kevin Ma, will then provide closing remarks. With that, I'll turn the call over to ATA's CFO, Mr. Benson Tseng. Please go ahead, Benson.
Thank you, Caroline, and good morning, everyone. Today, we'll provide an overview of our highlights for the quarter, address our challenges, then discuss our vision for the coming quarters. On slide 5, we have listed some of the quarter's operating highlights. Due to the timing of certain exams and campus recruitment projects, the third fiscal quarter is typically our strongest. During third quarter 2013, we were pleased to have successfully delivered 4.2 million billable exams, approximately about 34% increase over the prior year period. This increase was largely due to our successful delivery of 1.4 million exams across China, Hong Kong and Macau special administrative regions for the new computer-based CPA exam in October. We also completed campus recruitment projects for various corporations, both domestic firms and multinationals. On the right-hand side of the presentation is a map of our extensive nationwide network of approximately 2,800 test centers, which enables ATA to deliver large-scale exams simultaneously and cost-effectively for our clients. We believe we are the only provider of this kind of large-scale testing solution in China. During the period, we also continued to push toward our goal of diversifying our sources of revenue by increasing the awareness of our service platform to the private sector, which we believe to be in the best interests of ATA and the shareholders. While we believe that China's continued economic development will lead to larger growth opportunities, we also realize the importance of reducing our dependence on government-based exam, therefore providing greater visibility into our operations. We are monitoring and making administrative and personnel changes in the company to make better use of our resources, as we have not achieved the results we anticipated from our sales and marketing efforts for TOEIC and HR Select in recent quarters. In the meantime, we also continue to explore opportunities to expand our product and service offerings, including adding new industry test titles, converting paper-based exams to our computer-based platform, and increase engagement with our growing database of test takers to market our exams and services to students, job seekers, and potential employers. Now moving to our financial highlights for the quarter on slide 6. We achieved about 25% year-over-year growth on the top line during third quarter 2013 due to the growth in number of viewable exams for the period. However, our gross margin continued to be impacted by a year-over-year decrease in financial securities SAC exam volumes, which resulted in lower contributions as a percentage of revenue and implementation expenses to ensure client satisfaction and smooth delivery of the new China CPA exam. In addition, ATA incurred costs to deliver several exams in third quarter 2013, for which the corresponding revenue will be recognized in fourth quarter 2013. As a result of these challenges, we are revising our net revenue and non-GAAP net income guidance for the fiscal year, which I will expand upon shortly. On slide 7, we show our third quarter 2013 results compared with our analyst estimates. In the next slide, we break out these revenues for third quarter 2013 and the first 9 months of fiscal 2013 by our businesses, which can be broken down broadly into two areas: testing services and test preparation and training solutions. At 94%, our core segment of testing services was a significant percentage of our total revenue in the 2013 third quarter. Testing services include exams ranging from professional certification exams in various industries such as securities and futures to exams resulting from our private sector business, which include TOEIC and HR Select exams. During third quarter 2013, the new CPA exam contributed to the growth as we saw in our testing services segment. We expect this core segment to continue growing as a percentage of ATA total revenue. On the next slide, we have provided a breakdown of the company's financial results for the quarter. I addressed gross margin earlier, and despite these challenges, we were pleased to report profitable operations with third quarter 2013 net income of RMB 33.2 million, compared to RMB 38.1 million in the prior year period. Diluted earnings per ADS was about US 24 cents in third quarter 2013. You can see a summary of financial results for the first 9 months of fiscal 2013 on slide 10. Net income for 9 months 2013 was RMB 29.3 million. For the period, and diluted earnings per ADS was approximately US 20 cents. On slide 11, we provide a chart of quarterly numbers adjusted for share-based compensation expense and foreign currency exchange gains and losses. Excluding these items, adjusted net income for third quarter 2013 was RMB 35.8 million. Compared to RMB 40.8 million in the prior year period. Diluted earnings per ADS during third quarter 2013 on a non-GAAP basis was about US 26 cents. Adjusted net income for 9 months 2013 was RMB 38.8 million, and diluted earnings per ADS on a non-GAAP basis was about 28 cents US. We continue to be supported by free cash flow and a solid balance sheet, which we have highlighted on slide 12. As of December 31st, 2012, we had about 47 million in cash, we have no long-term debt or short-term borrowings, and continue to follow the strict cost structure that has served us well over the past several years. On November 1, 2012, the company's board of directors authorized the repurchase up to 5 million U.S. of its issue and outstanding ADSs from time to time in open markets and privately negotiated transactions. By the end of third quarter 2013, the company had repurchased about 8,000 ADSs at an average stock price of $3.95. This share repurchase plan was originally set to expire on March 31, 2013, but the board recently voted to extend the plan through May 31, 2013. Finally, I would like to discuss our outlook for the remainder of fiscal year 2013. While we continue to work toward our goal of diversifying revenue streams away from the less flexible public sector, we have encountered a number of challenges during this fiscal year, which has hindered our progress. Though we have seen weaker volumes in the financial sector certification exams in the first 9 months of fiscal year 2013, which we anticipate will also impact fourth quarter 2013. Revenues from our traditional testing services business has in fact grown over 20% year over year during the period due to the strength in our public sector exams, and we continue to see many areas of opportunity for ATA to grow. The CPA exam is a good example of this kind of opportunity. With our excellent track record and non-client relationships, we are confident in the continued growth of our core testing services business, which will ultimately be driven by our competencies in technology, operation, security, and quality service. We are also working to streamline our operations through our corporate restructuring, which include consolidating responsibilities among department heads and management, a new reporting structure for improved accountability, and select layoffs within the company. Restructuring costs are estimated to be up to RMB 8 million in fourth quarter 2013. We believe these changes will drive greater efficiencies throughout our organization and help us to achieve even greater results in the long term. Because of the challenges I just mentioned, we are revising our guidance for fiscal year 2013 to between RMB 352 million to RMB 362 million, from between 390 million to 410 million, and on a non-GAAP basis, net income to be between RMB 18 million to RMB 23 million, from 40 to 50 million. This is highlighted on slide 13. The new non-GAAP net income guidance includes the estimated restructuring costs of RMB 8 million that I just referenced. In addition, based on existing exam schedules, we expect fourth quarter revenues will be in the range of RMB 38 to RMB 48 million. Please keep in mind that this guidance is based on our own internal growth projections, and we will continue to evaluate our projections on an ongoing basis. With that, I'd like to turn it over to our chairman, Mr. Calvin Ma, for concluding remarks.
Thank you, Benson. Despite the challenge we just discussed, all of our team at ATA remains confident in and optimistic about ATA's long-term future in providing advanced testing solutions. I would like to tell each of you that we do not take change within our organization lightly. Our entire management team made a number of difficult decisions after months of evaluating our results over the past year. We believe that this restructure was ultimately necessary in setting ATA on a path for long-term sustainable growth and is in the best interest of our company. We intend to leverage the many strengths of ATA. We have the proven technology, a solid track record among clients, and an extensive nationwide network of test centers to support our strategies for growth. for the remainder of fiscal year 2013, which we list on slide 15. In addition to increasing public awareness of the benefits of obtaining certification or official assessment of one's skills, we continue looking to new test titles in new industries and opportunities to transition large-scale paper-based exam to our secure and more cost-effective computer-based platform. We are very excited by the opportunities that lie ahead for our company. Our position within the growing testing market is unmatched within China. Our duty as management is to lead ATA on a path of healthy organic growth, and we expect to do so. With that, operator, let's open it up for any questions.
Thank you. We will now be conducting a question and answer session. If you would like to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. A confirmation tone will indicate your line is in the question queue. You may press star 2 if you would like to remove your question from the queue. For participants using speaker equipment, it may be necessary to pick up your handset before pressing the star keys. One moment, please, while we poll for questions. Our first question comes from the line of Ella G. with Oppenheimer. Please proceed with your question.
Good evening, Kevin and Benson, and thank you for taking my questions. So my first question is regards to your 4Q guidance. Benson, could you break down for us, within your total revenue guidance, approximately how much would be from the private sector and how much would be from the public sector?
Good morning, Ella. Thank you for your question. And on a full year basis, we estimate probably around 80% will be from the public sector and about 20% will be from the private sector, ballpark figure.
Okay, thanks. And then also, regarding your margins trend, I understand that in this fiscal 3Q, you occurred some one-time items. So could you comment on the gross margins year-over-year trend on a normalized basis in future?
Sure. Let me first start on the margin on Q3. Q3, the margin was impacted by a few items. First of all is the volume on a year-on-year basis. The financial security exam came down, and the margin impact is approximately about 1%. And then on our investment on our toll week business, the impact is about 1%. And then if you look at our financials, we do have the test prep and solution business. It came down because of the continued education business from financial security was down. The impact was about 1.8% from that. And then for the cost we incur in Q3, for those projects, the revenue will be recognized in Q4. The margin impact was about 2%. So that basically explain primarily the drop on the gross margin on a quarter year-over-year basis. And the remaining of the margin impact is really because of the investment cost we put in the China CPA exam, and we achieved a margin for the first year is below the norm of our testing services. The norm of our testing services margin is 50%. So on a full year basis, we anticipate this year we probably will achieve a gross margin for the full year in a range of 46 to 48%, depending on the final result in our Q4.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's very helpful. Thank you.
Thank you.
And then could you also give us some details with regards to your next year's business plan. Could you comment on your pipeline in the public sector? And also, I understand that your private sector businesses is facing some challenges. What do you plan to do to overcome the challenges and make it a strong revenue contributor again? So any detailed comments or thoughts about your business plan would be very helpful.
Okay. Regarding the trend of our business, let me start off with the traditional business, or we normally call the public sector. In fact, for the public sector, as our chairman, Mr. Kevin Ma, mentioned, we're actually quite happy to see the growth in our public sector. Government control or government regulated area. For our public sector, especially this year, we clearly see, because of our computer platform, our track record, and our operation experience, and the testing network, we managed to won the contract from Ministry of Finance for the China CPA exam. We clearly see ATA, we are on higher ground whenever we need to go out to bid for large-scale computer-based examination. And in that particular area, in the past 2 years, we really see encouraging results. If you recall, 2012 we got China Customs, and this year we got China CPA. And currently we are working on three potential projects. All of them are considering converting paper-based to converted to computer-based testing. And we feel quite comfortable or strongly that we will be able to crystallize one project in 2014. And we believe the traditional business will continue to be the bread and butter to provide the cash and fuel for us to make investment in new area. And now I would like to move on to the private sector. Private sector 2013, at the beginning, we decided to make an aggressive approach to invest in sales and marketing. And we are hoping we can educate the market and so they can adopt the concept of campus recruitment, and also adopting some of the test content we recommend to become better assessment tools. And after 9 months, we realized there is a natural time requirement in order to educate either the corporations and also to the individual consumers to adopt something new. And going forward, first, we believe the amount of time and money invested by ATA in 2013, we will continue to ride on the content that we make in this year, and we'll try to follow up in 2014 financial year. We strongly believe, give them a little bit more time, we should be able to crystallize more of these potential opportunities. And then we will also exploring at the moment to create a new direction. We would like to go back to the relationship with different universities and vocational schools. We would like to encourage these universities to adopt TOEIC maybe as a normal course program, or maybe suggest their student to take the TOEIC exam in order to increase the revenue to be generated from TOEIC. That is a new direction. And in summary, I think the company feel very comfortable with the traditional business, the government sector. We clearly see growth potential. And in the private sector, we believe the strategy, we will make some changes, and it will continue to bring better results. And we are hoping to see growth starting 2014.
That's very helpful. Thank you. I'll turn it over.
Thank you. As a reminder, ladies and gentlemen, it is star one to ask a question at this time. Our next question comes from the line of Mark Marastika with Piper Jaffray. Please proceed with your question.
Thank you, and good evening. My first question is in regards to your public sector, and I was wondering if you could give us your thoughts regarding the outlook for your key exam titles. For example, the securities exam that you've been having some difficulties with lately. How is that shaping up as we look to fiscal 14? And then the Banking Association exam and any others that you want to highlight. Thank you.
Sure. Thank you, Mark, for the questions. For the key title within our public sector, financial security this year, we did face some challenges due to the downturn in the financial sectors in China. But we started to see a stable stage towards Q3 and Q4. In fiscal year 2013, we anticipate we can complete 1.8 million tests for financial securities. And for this particular title, in recent weeks or in this particular month, we started to see the trend. Financial sector is getting better. Could be a result of the global market appears to be a little bit better. And also, we work together with the association, Financial Security Association. Next year, Financial Security Association will in total have 10 times of examination instead of 4. And the additional 6 times will be in selected cities and to be organized in a by appointment basis. We strongly believe with the increase in the number of tests student or job seeker can take, that will help us to at least maintain about the same level this year in terms of the number of testicles. And for the Banking Association, in fact, this year, both the revenue and the number of tests, we achieve over 50% growth. Within the Banking Association, we strongly believe we will continue to see positive growth in the next couple years. Simply because within the Banking Association, there are still quite a few number of members. They haven't passed the examination and get the certificates. And then other big examination is China CPA. And China CPA, based on the feedback we got so far, CPA Association, they are happy with our services this year. And there's a very good chance we will be able to renew the contract in this year. And I think those are the very key contract under the public sector. And in summary, I think we believe 2013 will be a challenging year for us in the public sector. But to be more specific, we consider it's more particularly in the financial sector, but not in other areas or in other government sector.
And Benson, just to remind us, those three exams, do they contribute about half the revenue of the company? Is that about correct?
Yes. I think CPA exam, Financial Security and Banking Association, we anticipate on a full year basis a little bit over 50%.
Okay, that's helpful. And then regarding the security guard exam, we haven't heard an update on that recently. Can you give us an update on progress there?
Sure, Mark. In last quarter earning call, I mentioned to the streets, we don't feel we will be able to sign the provincial contract with Guangdong province. And as a result of that, in last quarter, we adjust the revenue forecast from 25 million RMB to 5 million in total. And in Q3, we managed to sign on another 2 cities. So by now, we have a total signed contract with 8 cities. Versus at the end of last year, we had 3. And in terms of number of tests, and in terms of number of number of cities, and revenue, we basically doubled this year. As far as the revenue is concerned, last year was about 2 million RMB. And this year, as I communicated last time in last quarter, we anticipate we can achieve around 5 million RMB. I think we are on track. We should be able to achieve that. And going forward for the security guard program, internally, we anticipate an annual growth of 30%, 30. And we think it's very doable and it's very conservative. If we manage to sign on one big city like Guangzhou or Chengdu of Sichuan province, we could easily double in 1 year. But as I said before, a government contract with a particular security guard, is the negotiation process may take some time.
Got it. So taking a step back, and I know you're not providing detailed guidance for fiscal 14 at this moment, but in trying to help us get an understanding of the longer-term financial model that you're targeting in terms of revenue growth and margins, what generally can we expect to be considered reasonable for fiscal 14 from your current thinking?
Okay. Invest starts at the beginning of this year. ATA, we make a decision. We need to think 3 years and 5 years down the road what ATA will become. And as a result of that, we started the strategy. We have to build on the bread and butter business, providing the fuel, and then we have to go into the private sector. And when we started this financial year, we knew there could be impact on our margin because of the investment for the future. And as the result we can see up to today, it does affect our margin. But we do believe we have experienced and learned something this year, and we also have built some of the client contacts. We expect the margin will start to go north starting 2014. And the investment in the private sector will continue, but we believe we will shift, we will change from the aggressive mode in the sales and marketing, particular door-to-door type of sales strategy, to a more moderate and normal strategy. And we'll make some investment, as I mentioned earlier, in kind of the channel distribution concept, go to the universities. And we anticipate with this change in the strategy, we will continue to see improvement in the margin. On a longer term, on a 3-5 year basis, we would like to see the margin will be up to the range of about 52%.
Okay. And then last question, Benson. You mentioned you will be spending about 8 million RMB in the fourth quarter for the restructuring activities. What savings should we expect from that? If you could, you know, give us kind of an annual expense savings from the restructuring, that would be helpful. Thanks.
Sure. Right now, we are in the process of reviewing the different departments. We have progressing. We have done some consolidation of management, consolidation of departments. We are yet to complete the restructuring, and that's why in my earlier communication, we anticipate we may spend up to RMB 8 million. And at this moment, we don't have a final figure going forward how much we can save, but in a ballpark figure, we anticipate we in the OPEX area, we can probably save a minimum of 5 million RMB as a minimum. That will include the labor costs, and will also include some of the related overheads, such as rental space and some equipment expenses.
Great. Thank you. I'll turn it over.
Thank you. Mr. Ma, there are no further questions at this time. I'd like to turn the floor back over to you for closing comments.
Thank you again to all of you for joining us. We look forward to speaking with you again after we report our fourth quarter and year-end financial results in May. As always, we welcome any visitors to our office in Beijing. Thank you.
Thank you. This concludes today's teleconference. You may disconnect your lines at this time. Thank you for your participation.